Okay, Maseches Brachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis 5:2. This Mishnah talks about the particular insertions we have to the regular Shmona Esrei prayer at different times. The first says, Mazkirin Gevuras Gesham B'tchias Amesim. In the winter season, we mention Hashem's might in bringing the wind and rain. And we have this insertion, everyone knows, Mashiva Ruach Amrit HaGeshem. Hashem is the one who brings the wind and cause the rain to fall. And that is said in the second bracha of the Shmona Esrei, called the Tchias HaMesim bracha, because it speaks about the resurrection of the dead, and in some ways, the bringing of rains and the refructifying of the land and its re-coming alive after the death of winter is somehow comparable to Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection, and also, just in general, the power to bring rain and so on is something that's unique to Hashem, and therefore belongs in that second bracha of Tchias HaMesim. We're not talking about requesting rain. Where simply the hazkara, the mention of the power that Hashem has to bring the rain, that's what we're talking about over here. The Mishnah continues on to talk about the request. V'sho'alin ha-geshamim. We request that rain should come. That's the ten talu mata livracha. We request that rain and dew should come as blessing. The birkas hashanim, that comes in the blessing for the years. That's the parnasa bracha, let's call it, after Rafa'enu. As we know, that's where it belongs. In Eretz Yisrael, we start saying this from the seventh day of Cheshvan, after everyone's safely home from the Lila Regal, after Sukkot. In Chutz La'aretz, it's usually said around December 4th. The calculation that is sort of beyond the scope of right now. That's still complicated. But in any case, that's how it is. In Eretz Yisrael, we say it much earlier, because we need rains more. In Chutz La'aretz, the request comes later. The Havdalah insertion that happens on Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yom Tov, that happens Bechonin Hada'as, happens in the fourth bracha, the first of the 13 requests. That's where we mention Atachonantanu, the mention of Hashem's being Mavdab and Kodesh L'chol. And the Tanakhama is how we do it Lahalacha. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says, Omer B'bracha Revias B'shein Atzma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a separate bracha all to itself in the fourth slot, meaning before you get to Atachonin Adam Da'as, you would insert the bracha that would end Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamal Deben Kodesh L'chol. So that means Tanakhama holds that you essentially have two reasons why you should insert the Havdalah blessing in that fourth of the Shmona Esrei bracha, meaning the first of the 13 requests. Two reasons. The first reason is because that's during the Shabbos or Yom Tov, we say those always say the same first three blessings. So you're still in sort of like universal, even Shabbos mode. Comes the fourth blessing now. You've lapsed into Chol mode, into outside of Yom Tov mode or Shabbos mode, and therefore it's time now to insert not just the first blessing about Das, about having intelligence and wisdom, understanding, but also Havdalah. The second reason brought down is because it requires Das to have the ability to discern Kodesh from Chol, to understand the difference between Yom Tov and Chol or Shabbos and Chol, and therefore again it's appropriate that you would say the mention of Havdalah in the blessing about intellectual capacities, which, you know, mental capacities, which allow you to appreciate the Havdalah. According to Rabbi Kiva, that second shot falls away. It's just the first shot, which is as soon as we've left, you know, the usual Yom Tov mode, we enter the Chol mode before we send any requests, we right away say the blessing about Havdalah, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds it a separate bracha all to itself, a standalone bracha, which has nothing really to do with the bracha of Das, of understanding. It's a blessing on being Mavdil, separating from Shabbos and Chol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Behoda. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the insertion for Havdalah is inserted at the end in the Modim Bracha and the Hoda, the Thanks Bracha, the first of the Thanks Brachas, the same way we have Yalav Yavo at the end over there. So similarly, we would have the Havdalah blessing, because again, it's sort of the seasonal blessing and thanking Hashem for giving us the different times of the year. The Halach, of course, follows the Tanakhama, that we insert Atachonantanu, the insertion about Havdalah, in the middle of that fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei on Saturday night and other Motzi Yom Tovs.